This is Day to Day in Los Angeles. I'm Alex Chadwick. In news headlines, in Beijing, China today, talks began between six nations: Russia, Japan, China, South Korea, the United States, and North Korea. NPR's Rob Gifford will have full details on these talks meant to avert North Korea's development of nuclear weapons. That report later on All Things Considered. It's time now on Day to Day for our weekly look at books, and we'll begin with this review of an unusual new biography. The subjects are the 26 letters of the alphabet. Our reviewer is David Kippen.
Be not afraid. A glottal stop like that may sound odd to our ears, but 3,000 years ago, the Phoenicians couldn't begin their ABCs without one. David Sacks's book, Language Visible, Unraveling the Mystery of the Alphabet from A to Z, is full of linguistic lore like that. He's taken 26 diverting but pretty disposable columns he wrote for the Ottawa Citizen, each one about one of the letters of our Roman alphabet, and fleshed them out with all kinds of lexical minutiae. He even opens each chapter by using a word that starts with the letter under discussion, so that the whole book creates a giant acrostic spelling out the alphabet. Word freaks out there may now be noticing that the sentences of this very review are forming an acrostic of the alphabet's earliest studyable ancestor, the Phoenician alphabet. From Aleph, as in to Beit, as in be not afraid, to the last letter, Tau. Zayin, anticipating the modern Z, is just one of many Phoenician letters with almost exact cognates in the Roman alphabet. Chet, on the other hand, as in Chachaturian, denotes sounds not completely available to a Western tongue, as do Aleph, pronounced or the emphatic Tet, pronounced like this. Yet Sacks somehow makes all this stuff interesting, up to a point. Usually the point where he starts repeating himself, or making the kind of joyless puns that give genuinely clever ones a bad name. Keep reading, though, and you'll find enough etymological ins and outs here to tide over even the most rabid language buff from one Sunday crossword to the next. Linguists especially should get a charge out of all Sacks's arcane connections. Meaty? No. Language Visible has a schedule to keep. So, for example, in the L chapter, it winds up shortchanging promising stories about how the Greek letter lambda came to represent homosexuality, or about Noah Webster's feud with Thomas Jefferson. If Sacks doesn't have room to finish an anecdote properly, he should really think about holding his tongue in the first place. Perhaps this hastiness is built into his grab-bag approach, which generally works quite well. Tsunamis of fairly interesting trivia have inundated us by the book's end. Question, then. Recognizing that most of this information is readily available elsewhere, is Language Visible a necessary read? Surely not. Tomes like this one really only exist to break down otherwise knotty subjects into factoids that you can almost read during a long stoplight. Without that readership, Language Visible would be as pointless as an acrostic on the radio.
The book is Language Visible by David Sacks. David Kippen is the book reviewer for the San Francisco Chronicle and a contributor to the new book, The Misread City.